Well, we've got a great relationship recap. We've got some new guests on board who are giving Adam some freedom. And we got a white liar aboard this cruise. Stay
You're
tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, the truth came out tonight.
It does, and it hurts so bad. Oh, but I think we all saw this coming, right?
We did. It was going to all come to fruition at one point or another.
One way or another. Did. We finally see the writing on the wall for Miss Casey. What's up, guys? I am Laura L. Thomas, and we are talking all things Below Deck Med. Season 3, episode 6 already.
Yes.
How did we get there?
I know.
Asta Barista, baby. And I got a lovely co-host with me tonight.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kaylee Stum.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Miss Kaylee. So we learn a lot of things in this episode.
Yeah.
A little bit of a, shall we call it, filler episode in some ways?
Yes, but also I feel like it kind of peeled back layers to some of the crew.
Well, sure. I think because we didn't have crazy guests to focus on tonight.
Crazy guests, not a ton of drama.
Right.
So I feel like we got to see people's personality kind of come out a little bit more, which is kind of fun.
We saw a little conversation between Colin and his mom for the first time.
Finally, Colin's making an appearance, and it was great.
I want more
still. Cracking me up.
Yeah, still making me laugh. I still want more, but yeah. But for the most part, we are. We're kind of peeling back the layers. The onion
it's
is
happening.
Making some people cry. Truly. Truly, yeah.
Very true.
Hi. Well, let's just do the damn thing. Let's just do it. Let's chat a little bit about sort of all of the relationships that are forming on this boat.
My favorite topic.
Yep. We're about halfway through the season now, so we've had some clear alliances starting to form, some clear chemistry starting to form.
Mm-hmm.
We saw little Miss Brooke. Confess her love for Adam and get rejected.
I know. It was interesting. It seemed like Adam saw it coming. Like he could already tell that she was into him and that she was going to kind of confess it that night. I mean, clearly they had all been drinking a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why, I mean, and her sister was getting married and she was missing her sister's wedding.
Yes.
And so that was from last episode. So that's probably why she was like a little bit emotional out on the street.
But
Adam handled it really well. Like he was very sweet about it and very sweet to Brooke. And then the next morning, Brooke cracked me up. Like, she handles it like a trooper. She makes me laugh. She really is funny.
She is.
Episode.
She's really great. You know what? Actually, it just kind of struck me, but you kind of remind me of her.
Oh, my gosh.
You remind me of Brooke without, minus the British accent. I feel like
British
you guys
accent.
Could be, like, you know, the British-American version of one another.
Like cousins.
Yeah, oh, distant cousins.
That's
I don't know.
Funny.
Yeah, I felt really bad for her sitting there on the side of the road just tearing up and then confessing. I mean, we have all been there, right, y'all?
Yeah.
I mean, goodness gracious, before I was married, all the times where you think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem, though, now with, like, Instagram and texting and all of that, is that now you can go back to your Instagram stories and watch what you actually put out there to the world next morning. I loved that moment that they showed when they were all in the cabin and they were recapping, like, I think we made out, Conrad and Hannah, I think we made out in the back of the boat. I hate doing that in front of people. And Brooke's all, well, I told Adam that I loved him and, or not loved him, but I had a crush on him and I'm pretty sure he shot me down.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was a classic, like, day after drinking situation we've all experienced.
It's the best. I love it. I love it.
I know. That cracked me up.
But now we have technology that just documents it all.
And now they have a reality show.
Exactly. Exactly. So now they get to all relive all of that.
Yeah.
You know, however many months
oh,
later.
Oh gosh.
Which is
that would
just
make
nuts.
Me cringe if that were me.
Oh, yeah. I was really hoping that would come to fruition.
I know. You were super rooting for Brooke and Adam.
I really was until you mentioned Brooke and Colin. And now I'm on the Brooke and Colin train.
Okay. We've hopped trains all aboard.
I have. Just not Brooke and Joao, but we'll get to more of that.
We'll get to more of that.
What about Conrad and Hannah? Still going hot and heavy.
Hot and heavy.
Yeah.
Jeez. Conrad is like falling in love seemingly, and Hannah is not mad about it.
I think Hannah's just enjoying this moment, and I think Conrad is he's definitely playing it cautious, I think, in some regards. He, well, in his confessionals.
Exactly.
He's playing it cautious.
Exactly. He talks about playing it cautious. And then in his actions, he's like hopping into her bed.
Right. Right.
Whoa.
Which, hey, do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do.
Right? It's a long boat. I mean, it's a long boat. It's a long season. You gotta do something on that boat.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah. How long do we think it lasts?
Oh my gosh, I didn't think that they were going to get so hot and heavy tonight. Right. So clearly it's going to last longer and longer.
Well, not if Captain Sandy has anything to do with it.
I know.
She is. She's dialed in on Conrad.
Yeah, she's like putting the stop to that real quick.
Oh, she does not. She is not a fan. I don't know. Yeah. I'm happy to see it for now. Obviously, I wasn't working with them, so I'm not familiar with how it's affected their work so far. But right. So far, so good. Have your fun. Enjoy it.
Yeah. I know. They're so cute.
They are.
Yeah.
They're really sweet.
They're precious.
And then we have Casey and Joao.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my question about Casey and Joao for you. Do we just think, because we see Joao flirting so much with Casey, and then kind of towards the middle of the episode, we see him going back a little bit to Brooke,
mm-hmm.
saying, I don't want her to not pay attention to me anymore.
I know.
I don't want her to just keep leaving me, you know, I don't want her to leave me alone. So is this a guy that just needs all of the attention? Because here's the mm-hmm. unlikeliness of that, of Casey and Joao.
Yeah.
He is such a horny little, like, putting it out there kind of a playboy.
Yeah.
And she is a locked...
Yeah, her legs are crossed.
They are crossed, and they are crossed and locked years. And thrown away the key.
Yeah.
So is he just the guy that's just wants to see if he can break her down? Like, is that a conquest thing for him, or do you think he's genuinely interested in Casey?
I think it's a conquest thing.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. And like you said, it's a long charter, and she flirts back with him. And
right.
he did say before, he's like, I'll flirt with anyone who will flirt back with me, you know? So, it's definitely a conquest thing. But then I wonder if her, and we'll get to this later, but her lying on her resume, all that, I feel like that might have turned him off a little bit.
Oh, do you think that's why he started going after Brooke again?
I don't know.
Why he started entertaining Brooke again?
I don't know. I think that might have, I mean, he's a guy, so, and she's beautiful, and so, you know, he'd be into it any day of the week. But, yeah.
Something
happened where he...
I can't with him. Even though this episode we have seen probably more of him than
yeah, we have.
More of him actually doing his job and not just running his mouth
right.
about Conrad.
Right.
So that, you know, was different, I guess.
Yeah.
Although as we get into predictions, I think we see a little bit of the old Joao that we're used to, the Jezebob Joao come back.
Oh my god, yeah.
I feel like he's playing Casey.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's playing Casey, and I think she's essentially falling for it.
She's falling for it. Yeah. And I think he's the type of guy that will get bored with the girls that he's, you know, he's been flirting with Casey.
Oh, yeah.
For, you know, all of last episode.
Yep.
And so this episode, he remembers that Brooke was into him, and he remembers that she did confess that little, you know, her feelings or however she felt for him. A few episodes ago. And so he bounced back to Brooke. He's just like bouncing back and forth.
He's just a little ping pong. And I don't like it. I need him to respect these women.
Yeah.
But I also need them to respect themselves enough. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Maybe there's genuine attraction there. So
I know. I mean, I get it's fun to flirt and whatever. I mean, the flirting is harmless.
Sure.
Nothing's really happening between Casey or Brooke with Joao. So it is what it is.
Well, if Casey finds that lockbox key, I might have to intervene.
Oh,
be
my
like,
God.
No, Casey, don't
oh my God.
Go there.
No,
please.
Let's not find that key.
Please, please stay far away from that. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see how it all plays out. But I don't know. I'm not into either of them being with him. But, hey, again,
have
your fun. Live your life. Do you.
Yeah, do you, but...
We'll see. Speaking of doing anything, really,
I have something very important.
You've got some fun things that we can do.
Need to do. Yes. Hey, After Buzzers. Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to your YouTube channels, to our YouTube channels, will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Since you already tuned in to Reality TV Channel, woo-hoo. Yes, you might be interested in maybe Teen Mom 2, perhaps Very Cavallari.
Maybe Southern Charm on Thursdays, which I also host at 8 p.m.
Yes.
And we're getting to the very end of it, guys. It's so good. It's so good.
Definitely tune into that as well. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They are optional. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on the air.
Woohoo!
Thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
We will. That's our goal and our mission, guys.
Thank you guys for listening. You're the best.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us do that.
Yes. We have so much fun.
Let's hop into these guests. We got some new guests.
Oh my gosh.
I'm tongue-tied tonight. I don't know what is going on.
Oh my gosh.
I need to like do my tongue-tying exercises or something. So we have some new guests that jumped on board as well, and they seem lovely.
This was a complete 180 from every other episode this season.
I was waiting for just, I don't know, Satan and
his, I know,
like, team of demons like to embark onto, but not today, Satan.
It was all angels. These guests were truly angels.
They were lovely, and they brought their own toys, which I thought was really fun. They bring their own water toys.
Water toys, they did the dishes, and can I just say that guy is like a kind of a dilf?
Oh, sure.
The one who Jamie was checking out?
Totally.
Total dilf.
Yes, 100%. I was in on that.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey.
I'm single, so I can say that.
Yeah, you can. I can say it. I can look. I just can't touch, yeah, right?
Exactly.
I guess. I don't know. I love my husband. Anyway, yeah, I just thought that they were just super lovely so far.
It was so refreshing. It was such a breath of fresh air.
I loved when they said at the beginning of the episode that this was a charter to, quote, thank the guests, their guests, for their friendship. So clearly I have the wrong friends.
Oh, my God.
They're bringing on all of their friends to go on this,
my God, you're right.
Massive charter to thank them for their friendship.
Wow.
I'm just saying that's a good friend.
Yeah.
That's a good friend, y'all.
Clearly, these are very, very nice people.
I am up for new friends as well. So if you'd like to go on another one next year, you can find me.
We need to track these people down and become their best friends.
And we'll come with you.
Yeah.
Holy moly. No, and I also love that they give Adam the freedom to kind of do what he does. I think we're seeing a little bit of Adam from last year who likes to be creative and innovative and just do what he does and thrive in his setting. I think we really are starting to see that Adam come out again.
Yeah. It was nice to see him thriving tonight.
What do you think? Of all the dishes that we saw tonight, this is a test. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
What would you like to try the most? Like, what looked the most appealing to you?
Oh, my God. This is going to be so random, but when the charter guest called out the potato salad.
Oh, yeah.
I love me some potato salad.
I love a potato salad. Yeah. See, I was into that carrot cake.
That looks good, too.
Don't call it a cookie thingy. Hannah. But no, that carrot cake looked so good.
Everything tonight looked delicious. And yeah, clearly the guests felt the same way.
And his plating is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Which I really love.
The timing, he got, I just really want to talk about this because this really annoyed me. That
what?
The precious charter guest, you know, obviously this isn't his job, is to help clear the plates. And he was just being a nice guy with Hannah, helping clear the plates. And she's laughing and she's, you know, trying to tell him, like, no.
Sure.
You don't need to be doing this. But obviously she's not going to be rude and be like, no, seriously, don't, you know.
Right.
And so she runs down to Adam and tells him. And she's kind of laughing. It's a funny thing. And Adam just gets really annoyed and upset. And I understand that it messes up his timing with the dessert.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Adam, it's not that big a deal. They can wait for dessert a little bit, and it's just a fun, they're just happy-go-lucky, very chill guests, and he was doing a nice thing, and Adam, I feel like he overreacted.
I mean, he did jump down Hannah's throat, for sure, on that. I can kind of see how he, you know, he in a lot of ways, I would feel, I think it would be very handcuffing sometimes to be a chef because you're constantly having to cater to what it is that the other people
want or prefer.
Yeah. And how the service is running and how they're presenting the food. And it's just, you're kind of just putting everything into other people's hands. Mm-hmm. And so if the one thing that you can control is the timing so that I can get this, you know, meal planned correctly and mm-hmm. served correctly, I think it's one of those things where, you know, I'm not excusing it, but I can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing devil's advocate.
Yes, yes. Know. No, I completely understand where you're coming from. But
yeah, I don't know. But they did become super innovative as well. And he was like, why don't you give him some limoncello?
Yeah.
You know, you saw Hannah like actually go, oh, that was a great idea.
Right. He did have a good idea. Yeah. But it's just like tonight we finally had like angels of guests and then Adam still found something to complain about.
I know.
I was like, oh.
I know.
It's perfect.
I know. But I don't know. Maybe that's just their relationship, too. So. Yeah. Anyone that wears a sweatsuit to dinner, isn't that what they called it?
The sweatsuit. The sweatsuit.
Yes.
That was so, like, 2001, like, Juicy Couture sweatsuit.
I know. I so wanted to just say, like, juicy across the butt.
Yeah. I haven't seen those in quite some time, but that was very adorable.
If it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's good enough for me is this podcast. So guys, if you're watching us on YouTube right now, we are on our podcast is on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. But this particular podcast, we have now separated from the Below Deck podcast. Yes. So if you've searched for us before, you'll see that Below Deck and Below Deck Med had all been lumped together into one podcast, and you kind of had to search and do all these fun things, and now we've made it very easy for you. So if you just search Below Deck Med, you're going to find all of our Below Deck Med podcasts there. You can like us, subscribe, give us 5 stars, tell us your thoughts, rate us, just I don't know, share all of your thoughts with us and let us know how you're feeling. So
yes,
make sure that you check us out on iTunes, Below Deck Med.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So before I just lose my mind on Casey.
I know.
Let's talk a little bit about the problem and then we'll dive right into it. Okay. So Casey lies on her resume.
Yes.
Or has embellished her resume. Quote unquote, she gives her resume to a friend to polish it up as they had worked in yachting before. And basically it comes back all fabricated. She doesn't look it over. She just hands it in. She gets the job. And now here we are in the middle of charter season. And she doesn't know how to do half the things that she said on her resume. Forgivable, mm-hmm. fireable, what do you think?
I mean, since they're about to start a new charter, they can't fire her and be shorthanded, even though she doesn't super do a ton. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's always, it seems like she's always like cleaning and trying to do laundry and trying to do things and trying to put the coffee pods in the coffee with her barista training. But honestly, I feel like in any other job, that's kind of fireable. And what really kind of pushed my buttons about her when Hannah physically brought out her resume, she didn't have the best attitude. And she said, she's like, well, I didn't know that it was on it. Like, it's not my fault. And then Hannah's like, it's your resume. That is your responsibility.
100%.
So that's not even an excuse. And she was trying to take responsibility, but wasn't fully taking responsibility. And it was just kind of like a sticky situation.
I agree with you. I see her willingness to learn and I see her trying. But again, I think somebody needs to teach her a little bit of finesse in how she handles those.
I like that word, yeah.
Yeah, because I think that while she has this desire to learn and want to be better, and here she is, she's on this yacht, like, let's get this party started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's make some lemonade out of lemons, if you will. Mm-hmm. She also, the way that she talks to Hannah is a little bit, she's a little bit defensive, a little bit too defensive mm-hmm. for me. She doesn't come across as, okay, don't get mad at me when I say this, but she doesn't come across as super bright
mm-hmm.
or like think on your feet kind of.
She kind of like goes back and she's like reclusive about it. And she's kind of just off-putting in the way that she defends herself.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it exactly what it is that's bothering me. But I, you know, she did own up to it and she did take responsibility for the fact that her resume has lies on it, but she never should have turned it in without at least Googling what Silver Service is.
Right.
at least Googling, you know, some basic barista. I don't know. Do you ever work at a Starbucks?
Never. No.
I did for like a hot second.
Yeah. So would you put barista on your resume?
Hell no. Nobody wants me to be their barista either, so that's the other part of that.
Yeah, honestly, for me personally, I couldn't put barista or silver service, or I can't do any of that. But I love how she admitted that she fully gave her resume to a friend.
I mean, I guess the one thing that you have to appreciate about Casey is that there is no shame in her game. She puts it all out there, and she's like, "Well, this is me. What you see is what you get."
That's true.
Not what you read is what you get.
It was, yeah.
But I don't know. It seemed to clearly divide the boat, the crew, from here on out. So we've got kind of a clear team Casey and a clear team Hannah. Mm-hmm. Or people saying, clearly, like Adam is saying, fake it till you make it. Hey, girl, if you've got to lie on your resume to get where you are, like, look, fake it till you make it. Joao. There were limited opportunities for me in Zimbabwe, so I had to kind of fake my way into it and fake it until it gets you there. And then once it gets you there, if you can't cut it, then you're in trouble.
Right.
And then Hannah can't seem to let it go.
Yeah, because it's affecting her work and she's under Hannah. So, and Captain Sandy, Captain Sandy is receptive to when Hannah brings the issue to her. Mm-hmm. But then she kind of... But then she, once again,
I know.
Captain Sandy is like, I am disagreeing with all of her, everything that she says and kind of all of her opinions this season.
Yeah.
Because she turns the tables and she says, well, this is an entry-level position and Hannah should have, we're on charter number 4 or whatever, and Hannah should have been teaching her all this from the beginning.
Which makes me wonder who signs off on these people coming on this boat. Because they all shake hands at the very beginning, like it's the first time that they're meeting. So does Captain Sandy get a say when they...
Bravo.
I mean, it's all just Bravo executive producers, right? It's got to be.
Yeah. That's why Casey put that hot, sexy photo on her resume.
Well, it's not like Hannah didn't put a hot, sexy photo on hers as well. Do you remember last week when we saw hers? Not mad at a hot, sexy photo. Like, do whatever you got to do to get on the boat.
That definitely helped. But yeah, I am curious, like, who does sign off on all of this?
I'm curious of who makes the final decision, because if that's the case, if Captain Sandy isn't signing off on anybody and she's just meeting them for the first time, then I kind of understand what she's saying about, look, we're all kind of getting lumped into this situation fast and furious. It is Hannah's responsibility to kind of take her under her wing and get her up to speed.
Right. I think Hannah tweeted tonight, she's like, how am I supposed to... That's what she said. She said, during the first few charters, Casey's head was in a bucket. So it's how did I know that she didn't know how to do all these things?
It's true. I feel for Hannah. I don't know how she's doing it, but she is not happy, and I can't blame her.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
And Captain Sandy is kind of bothering me this season.
I know. I love Captain Sandy, but I just disagree with all of her opinions on the entire crew.
You know what I think it's because last year Captain Sandy came across as just this like power woman, very grounded, very just almost nurturing in a way. And she feels borderline know-it-all to me this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
Like she's taking a little bit more initiative and kind of a little bit overstepping the boundaries. I mean, obviously she's the captain, so she's the boss.
Right.
But I feel like she's overstepping in a way that before she knows all the facts.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see how she plays out the rest of this season, because I really want to get back on Captain Sandy's team.
I know. Even with Joao, she completely played favorites, didn't play favorites.
Okay. I hated that. I hated it. Every single bit of it. And it could have just been the editing, but I hated how they edited it. I was so mad because I like Conrad so much and I don't like Joao at all. And so I was just so mad when she was like, I don't play favorites. I just reward initiative. I was like, that is exactly the same thing. It's not that you're not playing favorites. You are definitely playing favorites to Joao right now.
Yeah, she has not been on Conrad's side at all. You know, since a few episodes ago, and then today she calls him out for being with Hannah, and then Joao kind of swoops in. I mean, he was doing his job. He did offer to put up the blinds, and Conrad wasn't answering the walkie-talkie, And so, I mean, Joao was doing his job and clearly doing a good job, or else Captain Sandy wouldn't have rewarded him by having him.
Do we think that she did that, though, just as, like, a slap in the face to Conrad? Totally, right?
Oh, my gosh. I hope Conrad's not that much on her bad side.
I feel like she just kind of, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that's just the petty person in me thinking that she did that. But I think I almost feel like she did it just to kind of, like, teach Conrad a lesson and be like.
She did do it, like, right over the walkies, and Conrad's out there, and Conrad's just like, copy. Got it, whatever.
I wish it had been Colin. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wish she had pulled Colin in there. Anybody but Joao. Because then it just felt sticky.
I know.
It just felt gross. I didn't like it. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see how how Captain Sandy wraps up this season for me. Because right now, she's got a long boat to sail.
Yeah.
I was going to say a long row to hoe. I don't know. Anyway, that's... I'm not good at those. Let's chat really fast about our way below deck moment.
Let's do it.
Did you have a way below deck moment? So, guys, our way below deck moment that we always pick every single week is our least favorite moment of the charter or the episode. Maybe a moment that we thought a guest behaved poorly, a crew member behaved poorly, mm-hmm. somebody dressed in something crazy. I don't know. What was your way below deck moment? Oh, yeah. There it goes.
All aboard. Okay. I mean, I kind of already mentioned this, but once again, it was how Chef Adam got mad at Hannah for letting the guests clear the plates.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I was just annoyed at that because everything was going so swimmingly. And then Adam just got real annoyed.
He did. I don't know if this would qualify as like a way below deck moment because it wasn't. It's not anything really bad, but Jamie and her chocolate milk. She loves that chocolate milk.
That made me want some chocolate milk.
She puts chocolate milk on everything.
I was like 12, and now I really want to go to the store and buy some.
Maybe it was the way. Maybe this episode is brought to you by chocolate milk. I don't know. She cute. Just wants to put chocolate milk on everything.
That
so
was adorable.
I don't know. I guess it gives us a little insight into Miss Jamie.
Yeah.
This episode
was also making me laugh. She and Brooke this episode were cracking me up.
Yeah.
They were so cute.
It didn't have a whole lot of drama for me, so I guess maybe I had to... Chocolate milk is the worst I could get.
I honestly like the non-drama.
You do?
I do.
Oh, I'm like, no, bring it back. Bring me back
so
the drama.
I was so happy to have the nice guests. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Well, I was happy for them, especially, that they got a break.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... do we have anybody in the live chat right now that's hanging out with us? We got Shirley... Quiet, please, hanging out. Guys, if you happen to be watching us on YouTube each and every week, just swipe on over to the right. We've got the comments going, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. We'd love to hear what you loved, didn't like. It was also, afterwards, we can keep the conversation going in the comments. So just tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, hit
us
up.
Tell us what you think.
For sure.
We'd love to hear that. Okay, let's just hop into some news before we get out of here.
Let's do it.
Maybe.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right, Miss Kate.
Let's do it. So, tonight's news, first of all, Joao did a new interview with Starry Magazine, and he addressed challenging
Starry?
Yes. Very.
Starry Magazine.
Very fun.
Oh.
He addressed challenging Conrad's authority as bosun in his new interview that is online, and he said, quote, having just come off a really challenging charter season before he got on Below Deck Men, I feel that I had adopted some bad charter boat traits and felt that things should have been more routine and less laid back. I have learned now that it's not supposed to be the case. Conrad was a great leader to me, and I respect him for it.
Oh. Too little, too late, or what?
I know, because clearly next episode, that is not...
Well,
really the case.
I would imagine he's probably not making a whole lot of fans on Twitter right now, so this may be an attempt for him to kind of reclaim some of his reputation.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, good for you, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree with that, Joao. Next up, we have Captain Sandy was on Watch What Happens Live this week with Andy Cohen, and we have a photo for you. If you can tell, she was wearing a shirt that has toast on it. And if you remember a couple episodes ago, there was a big thing how she wasn't getting her toast and it took 15 minutes. That was one of the really difficult charters. And so she kind of was poking fun, making light of it. And then apparently you can get the same shirt that she was wearing on her on Captain Sandy's official online store. And then she tweeted that 50% of the sales will go toward the Jacksonville School for Autism where her sister works.
Aww.
So I thought that was very cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. Maybe we'll post a link for it in the comments.
Yeah, yeah, I can do that. Let's do it.
That'd be great.
For sure.
And then what else?
And last up, I'm obsessed with this.
Yes.
Oh my God. Hannah posted on Instagram that Jimmy Fallon mentioned Below Deck Med on last night's episode.
Jimmy Fallon is a Below Deck Med fan.
He's a Below Deck Med fan. This is a hilarious clip. Let's check it out.
Med training. You love that show, Below Deck on Bravo? Dude, I'm caught up. It's fantastic. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic. That's what I did. I think about working out, and then I just...
It's called Below Deck. What's the name of this show? I think I misunderstood you.
Below Deck.
Below, oh, deck. Deck. D-E-C-K. Got it. That was me.
I see the mix up. What it is these millionaires get this boat, and you rent down the boat for like, I don't know, 2 days, 3 years from that. And then it's about the people that work on the boat to make sure they have a great vacation. And these people are just awful that rent. I mean, not the workers, people that rent it. And then you see the workers down there, then they just have little love interests. Hannah, do you know what's happening with Hannah? I mean,
well, that
dude is a child.
That dude is a child.
Jimmy referring to Conrad. How funny is
I
that?
I love it. Wait, maybe we should rename our special segment Below Deck. Our way Below Deck. That's what we're calling it from here on out.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's
great.
So awesome.
I know.
I'm a big Jimmy Fallon fan too.
Me
so
too.
I love that he watches.
I know. And Hannah was so excited that he mentioned her name.
Yeah,
and
girl.
Now she's trying to get on Fallon. So,
well, if you Hannah, go, get take us with you.
Yeah, get on that, girl.
All right, let's get into some AfterBuzz TV predictions.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh. Okay, Kaylee, what do you predict for next week?
Oh, my God.
Or for future charters, or just in general. Look into your crystal ball and tell me.
Oh, my gosh. I predict that Conrad and Hannah's relationship is not going away anytime soon.
Oh.
Especially with Joao becoming Jezebob. We saw a little clip of that. That's going to happen next episode. And Conrad completely defending her.
Right.
And calling Joao out and calling him a bad name and standing up for Hannah. That I'm nervous to see that.
I'm so excited.
Part of next episode.
I can't wait.
I'm already having anxiety about it.
Oh. I can't wait.
So, yeah, I'm super interested to see what happens with that.
Okay. I am going to predict. So, obviously, we see Hannah get into it with Joao. Sandy get into it with Hannah. Mm-hmm. Casey and Hannah are still feuding. Joao and Casey are still flirting. And there's a Brooke attached to it. So, I think I might have predicted this last week, and so I'm still surprised that she's here. I'm going to predict that Casey's a goner next week.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I think she's a goner.
Okay.
I think once they get through these guests and mm-hmm. they have a little bit of a moment of downtime.
Right.
I think it's the whole situation is going to come to a head, and I think they're going to give her the boot.
Do you think they'll bring on someone new?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I do. That's going to be my prediction, at least.
Okay.
So
I love it.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens next week.
And we may have some special guests joining us next week as well. So you want to make sure that you tune in for that.
Yes,
until then, Miss Kaylee, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me at Kaylee Stump on Instagram and Twitter, and check out my podcast called Sex in Studio City.
It's great, guys. You should definitely check it out. And I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV. And we will see you guys next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.